welcome back to another episode of After Hours. I am your host, Allison Glick, and I'm really excited to be back with another episode. It feels really good being able to do podcasting and not be so rigid with myself. That's something that I've really been practicing lately, is not being so harsh and so rigid and just allowing things to flow. I don't have to have a consistent schedule to upload. Nobody is holding me to that besides myself. And, you know, that's part of the reason why I stopped doing the podcast. I know each episode so far I've talked about one little reason why I stopped podcasting last year, but it was because I was so rigid with myself. I would have to record on Saturdays and post on Mondays, and that was it. If it didn't happen, I might as well just miss that entire week. And now I'm at a point where it's just like, why would I do that to myself? Like, for what? So now I record when I want to. It's currently Wednesday. I'm recording now, and I'm probably going to upload it either today or tomorrow. There's no time limit. I just record whenever I feel good. And that is, like, a big part of living by your intuition and just being guided by your intuition. I know a lot of times when people talk about, like, trusting your intuition and fully being led by that throughout your life, a lot of people respond with like, well, what does that even consist of? What does that even mean? How do you live by your intuition? Like, what? And I mean, my interpretation of it, amongst many other things, is just doing what feels good for you in the moment, listening to yourself, listening to your mind, your body, your spirit, and doing what feels good for you in the moment. Not being so harsh and rigid with yourself and allowing things to flow, because that's when the best things happen. That's when the magic really happens, is when you're just going with what energy you have and doing things when they feel good to be done. And that's something that I think a lot of humans need to get into the habit of, is just allowing yourself to flow. We are energetic beings, and we are not supposed to be constricted to one specific thing. Like, some people, you know, schedules and routines and things like that work really well for them, and that's great, but I am a person who I know I have a certain amount of things I want to get done this week or this day. I have a certain amount of things I like to get done every day, and I don't have to get them done at any certain point. Just knowing that I do get them done is something that works really well for me. But I know for some people, having a set routine, a specific routine of things you do as soon as you wake up and you go through that routine, works really well for you. But regardless of what it is, don't beat yourself up if you don't get something done or if you do it a bit later. If routines are, you know, if they work for you, that's beautiful and that's amazing and you know what works for you. But if you happen to fall out of that routine, or if you happen to switch some things up, or you miss one thing or you add one thing, be understanding with yourself, right? We are human beings, and we are meant to go with the flow. We are not meant to be so constricted and so harsh and rigid, because that really constricts your energy. And the beautiful part about, you know, living by your intuition is you get to do things when they feel good, and that's when the best things happen. So, for example, if I was to force myself to record an episode, it would not be good. You guys would definitely feel that my energy was off because I didn't want to record it, right? But I'm sitting down here now. I was just laying in my bed a second ago. I have no plans for what I'm about to talk about. I'm just going to flow and see where this takes me and have a good time with it. And I'm really excited about that. But I wanted to just, I guess, speak on that for a moment to touch on it. Because I used to be way too rigid with myself. And I still have those problems sometime, right? We're not perfect. It's not, like, growth is not 1 to 100. It's the process of allowing yourself to evolve and being gentle with yourself in the process. Something I guess I'm going to talk about is spirit guides quickly, just because I have a spider in my room right now. And if you don't know, I'm vegetarian. I'm planning on going vegan soon, but I am mainly plant-based at this point, fully vegetarian, but mainly plant-based in general. I don't really consume dairy that much, but something that I've been doing more recently is not killing bugs either. Obviously there's an invasive species here in PA. I don't know if you live here, but I'm pretty sure it's a lantern bug, a lantern fly or something like that, and they're super invasive. They kill the trees, so I am killing those. But things like spiders, I used to be terrified of, and now I'm just like, why are we so afraid of these things, you know? Like, why are we so afraid of spiders? And some people are afraid of mice and snakes and sharks and all of these things, but why are we afraid of them? Where does that fear come from, you know? Like, are you afraid of being hurt? I don't know. I'm just, like, so curious to know where fear comes from, right? And fear of anything in general, not just fear of, like, animals. Because this spider is literally hanging from my ceiling right now.
And I don't view it as a threat. It's a friend, you know?
And, I mean, in spirituality, spiders are a great sign. Your spirit guides are sending them to show that you're being protected. But even just beyond that, like, I've been thinking a lot about that lately. Why are we so afraid of things? We just coexist with every single species, every single animal on this planet. We are just coexisting with, you know? And, like, nothing was put here to hurt us. None of them. The spider's rappelling down my ceiling. It's, like, hanging in the middle of my room right now. It's just so cool. I don't know. As you can tell, I don't have a theme to talk about. But fear is something that I think about a lot. Not a lot, but, like, the general idea of it. Because it's, like, what is this besides just a made-up thing that's holding us back, you know?
Fear is really the one thing that holds us back from everything.
Whether it's the fear of hurting yourself, like the fear of getting hurt so you don't go on a hike or you don't swim with sharks or whatever. Because I guess that can be scary, right? But what's the worst that could happen? Like, you die? If you really think about it, that's not even that's not even that bad, truthfully. My Aquarius ass. Death isn't even that bad. But, like, truthfully, oh, I just lost this spider. I shut my eyes for 1 second, and I guess it dropped. But truthfully, like, death is sad to people who are still on Earth, but for the rest of, like, they're in a much better space, you know? Whether you believe, whether you're religious or you are spiritual or whatever, like, we can all agree Earth is here to teach us lessons, you know? It's a rough place here. But getting back onto the topic of fear, other people are afraid of failing. Why are you afraid of failing? Right? Are you afraid of messing up? Are you afraid of being wrong? Well, you do it again. That's a lesson learned. And you try again. You don't understand the amount of times I've gotten things wrong. That's a huge lesson that I've learned. Is like, as you grow, as you mature, as you become an adult, you have to accept when you're wrong. You have to be okay with being wrong, too. Being afraid of being wrong, which I was for so many years of my life because I was super insecure. I always thought I had to be right. You're holding yourself back from growing. Like, you grow the most through your mistakes. Think about a mistake you made, a big mistake, or a small one. You probably learned from that, no? You didn't make the same mistake again. And if you did, I guarantee you learned from that one. Maybe there was a different lesson to be taken away. Even if you hurt someone really bad, say you cheated on someone, you learned a lesson from that. And for some reason, that was a part of your journey that you had to learn from. And also, they had to learn a lesson from that as well. Like, let's not forget, everything does happen for a reason. Whether you understand that reason or not, and whether you're okay with that reason or not, it does happen for a reason. This plays into karma and dharma and all of these different things, but let go of your fears, right? And just lean into it. Lean into the uncomfortability. Lean into the fear. Because a lot of the times, our fears show us things we need to learn from. Things that we need to do to push ourselves to grow. I posted a video. If you don't know, I repurpose some of my TikToks to my Reels. Just, like, save time. Work smarter, not harder. And it was a TikTok that I had, but I posted as a Reel as well. And it was basically talking about, it was just a silly little video, and it was an audio that was, like, someone saying, I love ya, but I'm not staying here, and it was, like, with an accent and things like that, and my caption was, like, when you're friends with someone, and they refuse to push themselves out of their comfort zone, and you think, like, I forget exactly how I worded it, but, like, you think the friendship is gonna last forever, or, like, you think you're gonna be around each other forever, or something like that. And people got so mad, and it was just such a clear reflection. Some people got mad, others didn't. I mean, the video did incredibly well. It's, like, up to 800,000 views and, like, 30,000 likes or something, so it clearly didn't make everyone mad. But a lot of people were in the comments, like, oh, you're gonna stop being friends with someone because they don't want the same thing as you or whatever. And it's, like, no, not at all what I said. But it's okay to know what you want, right? It's okay to know what's best for you. everyone wants different things in friendships. Some people want someone to vent to. Some people want a shoulder to cry on. Some people want someone to travel with, to go out and get drinks with. Like, there are different friends and different friendships for everything you want. Personally, at my phase in my life right now, first of all, I'm going through a major hermit phase, so I'm, like, really not talking to many people whatsoever. But the friends that I do have, we are all pushing each other to grow and become the best version of ourselves, right? Pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone. And that's not saying we all want the same thing. Not at all. I have one friend who wants to go to hair school and do really well with that. I have another friend who is an influencer assistant who wants to become an influencer. I have another friend who works on, like, systems and automations and is good as hell at that. I have another friend who does graphic design. I have one who's a business coach. Like, we have, and I also have one who's not doing anything like that and works in a school. Like, there are, that, no. It's not about people wanting the same thing as you. It's just more, I don't want to say wanting the same thing, because it's definitely not wanting the same thing, but wanting similar things for ourselves, right? I'm running my business and someone working out of school. We want two very different things for ourselves, but the general idea is that we both want to grow and evolve as humans and become the best versions of ourselves. And the hard truth of that is it's very hard to become that version of yourself if you stay in your comfort zone. And a lot of people got really mad at that video because they were like, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone can be triggering and it isn't the only way to grow. And I get it, because a couple of years ago, if someone would have told me I had to push myself out of my comfort zone, I would have said that. So it's like a reflection of where they're at, for sure. But of course, that's not the only way to grow, but it's very hard to grow if you stay in your comfort zone. For example, if you stay in your hometown working the same job around the same friends and never push yourself to do something that makes you feel uncomfortable, how far are you really going to grow? Because even if that's what you want to do, right? Living in your hometown, working the same job around the same friends, even if that's what you want to do, that's beautiful. But let's think about it in a different way. Healing, that's very uncomfortable. Righting your wrongs, accepting your mistakes, doing shadow work, doing inner child work. That area of growth, spiritual and mental growth, is very uncomfortable. And that's very necessary. And I am at a point in my life where I'm only allowing people into my life who are willing to do that work. Because I've done that work on myself, and I'm not inviting unhealed people who are not willing to heal into my life, right? Unhealed people who are more than willing to heal is one thing, because we're all there. We're all unhealed. We're all on this healing journey, willing to heal. But people who are unwilling to grow because it's uncomfortable, unwilling to heal because it's uncomfortable, that's where I draw the line. On the other side of it, there's the physical side, your goals. If you have these big-ass goals, you're not going to accomplish them by staying in a tiny-ass mindset, staying in your comfort zone. And I'm sorry, that's hard to hear, but you're just not. And if you don't know me, I am the bearer of the truth. Like, I don't really sugarcoat things. I say it how it is, because I needed someone to say that to me. If you want to be an actor, you're not going to become an actor by staying in your hometown, by surrounded by your friends you all went to high school with who don't want to do anything either. You're going to be an actor by starting auditioning, by getting into acting classes, by flying out to LA and going into movies and networking and doing things that are scary and uncomfortable. You're going to have to do it, though. Right? And once again, there is nothing wrong with not wanting these things. There is nothing wrong with wanting to stay in your hometown and wanting to do this and do that. But personally, that's just not the person I'm attracting into my life right now. Because we want very different things. Right? We're in very different phases of our life. And I wouldn't be the best friend to them. And they wouldn't be the best friend to me. So why would I want that for myself, right? And people were getting super triggered calling me a bad friend and things like that. When it's just like, you have to understand, people want different things, right? And that is okay. You can't expect everyone to want the same thing as you. You truly can't. But you can want the people in your life to have similar views. And you can want the people in your life to be on the same page, you know? We don't have to want the same exact thing, but I do think it's very beneficial to be on the same page there. I hope this is making sense, because it's a topic that I'm really passionate about. Because you don't have to apologize for who you want in your life. You know what's best for you. And it would be selfish as shit of me to keep people in my life knowing that I'm outgrowing them. Like, what is that about? You're not a toxic person for knowing, you know, that people just aren't meant for you in this phase of your life, because they aren't the person that you want to attract, right? I'm at this phase in my life where I want to attract people who are pushing themselves hard as hell, because that's what I'm doing. And I want to be able to push you, and I want you to be able to push me. I'm not in a phase in my life right now where I'm interested in just having friendships where we vent back and forth. A couple of years ago, that's what I was interested in, and I was not interested in the friendships that I am right now. And I'm sure this will change as I grow. But knowing where you're at in each phase and allowing you to be there, right? Being understanding with yourself, but also being secure enough in every phase that you're in to not diss people for where they're at. Because that's what I noticed a lot in that comment section. I ended up turning the comments off because, like, what's the point, you know? If you see something that someone is doing with their life and it triggers you to, like, want to comment about what type of person they are, obviously, unless it's, like, a bad moral, that's a moment for you to reflect, right? So all of those people who got so triggered by me saying, I want people in my life who are going to push themselves, they feel a certain type of way about themselves, right? They feel a certain type of way about themselves. It triggered an insecurity in them. They know they aren't doing something that they want to be doing, and they had to take it out on me, which is okay. I've been there. I get it. But take that to grow instead, because there's nothing wrong with me wanting that type of person in my life. I never said people who don't do that are shitty people, but I did just say that that's the type of person I want in my life right now. And you should know yourself and where you're at good enough to know what you want in your life, and you deserve that. You deserve to know who is best for you in this phase. Get to know yourself enough to understand that. And also know that it's okay to let go. Like, you do not have to hold on to friendships because it's comfortable and because you've been friends for a long time. They were calling me a shitty friend because I was cutting people off, essentially, because they weren't doing, like, they weren't growing, essentially. Which isn't the case at all. Like, that's not why I cut people off, because you're not pushing yourself. No, bro. I'm cutting people off, and I say that very loosely because I don't really like that term. I'm distancing myself, I would say. Because I know we're not meant for each other in this phase. And it's really okay, and I promise it's more than okay, it's beautiful to know when it's time for you to walk away from a situation. It's 11:11 right now. To know when it's time for you to walk away from a situation, a friendship, a relationship, whatever, when it's time, rather than staying around too long until it gets toxic. I'm not doing that shit anymore. The second I start to feel something's off, that it's not meant for me anymore, I'm done. And that's not to say I'm done forever. I'm not burning bridges. I'm done for right now, that's for sure. Right? You have to remember, we don't owe anybody anything. We are not committed to anyone. Even in committed relationships, that's like, you get to walk away whenever you want. If something doesn't feel good for you anymore, walk away. At the end of the day, we are our own individual. And every single person in our life is also their own individual. And we're just two individuals enjoying our time together and spending time together. And if and when the time comes that we are not enjoying that time together anymore, walk away. If the time comes that we don't feel good, if the time comes that it's draining us when you see them, or you feel frustrated, or it's just not filling you up, it's not serving you, your peace, your goals, your happiness, walk away. Why are you staying somewhere that you don't belong? Because if you stay in that situation, it's gonna get toxic. If you stay in a situation that's not making you feel good, it's gonna make you feel bad eventually. And then there's resentment, and there's a whole good relationship that turned bad because you didn't know how to walk away. And I'm saying this way because I've been there. I've been in a relationship with someone that I should have walked away from years before I did. And what ended up happening? It got toxic as hell. It hurt both people involved very badly. And I learned my lesson. And this time around, I walked away. No bad blood. I communicated where I was standing, right? Like, hey, no bad blood here. I'm here for you. I appreciate you as a friend, but just at this phase in my life, I'm doing what I have to do for myself. You do the same, right? I have a lot of love for you, but this is where I'm at, and I'm distancing myself. No bridges were burned. There's still that beautiful connection, but you are distancing yourself, doing what you have to do, and now nothing's turning toxic, and now if and when the time comes you want to rekindle that friendship or reconnect, you can, and there's no tension, right? Do what you gotta do for yourself, dude. Don't hold on to things because you think you're being a bad friend for not doing that. If anything, you're being a bad friend for holding on to something knowing you don't want to hold on to it anymore. That's selfish. It truly is. And I'm only saying this because I've been selfish and I've done that before. I've stayed with someone because I was afraid to leave them. I've stayed with someone because I didn't want them with someone else. I stayed with someone because I was scared to leave, knowing it wasn't good for me anymore and knowing it was becoming toxic. Right? Everyone has a role in your life, and you have a role in everyone else's life. Know when it's time for that role to disintegrate, essentially. Like, everyone has an expiration date, I put that in air quotes, in your life. And sometimes that date might come back into play and it might renew itself. But don't hold on to people longer than they're meant to be in your life, because that's doing you both a disservice. And the friendship or relationship or whatever it is, that's doing everything involved a disservice. Including your peace. You gotta stand up for yourself, because no one else is gonna do it for you. Learn to let go. It's a really beautiful, really, really, really beautiful thing that I've learned, and it's changed my life. And also another thing that goes hand in hand with that is just learn how to communicate how you're feeling. Because if you hold on to something, if someone does something that irks you and you hold on to it and they do it again, that's you building resentment. That's you starting to feel a certain type of way against that person, and they don't even know. You're resenting them for something that you never communicated with them. They're not a mind reader. Tell them how you feel. Allow them to implement change so that they can make something better. Right? Or, in a different case, if you're ready to walk away from something, let them know. Hey, I have a lot of love for you. This is nothing personal at all, but I'm doing what I need to do for myself, and that's walking away from this situation. I have a lot of love for you. You're an incredible person, and I hope one day we can reconnect. But right now, this is what I need in this phase. And I hope you can understand that. And I would love your support in that. And I support you in whatever you do. Right? Being mature about it. We're not children. You don't, it's not like, it's me or nobody. It's now or never. Because that's not the case. Life is so versatile. And it goes in phases and flows and ebbs and all of this. Like, you just gotta take it as it comes, dude. Stop being so harsh and rigid. It's not black and white. Like, we're all just doing our best. And support people through that, right? And we all are gonna hurt people along the way in order to learn. And that's where forgiveness comes into play. But I think I'm gonna end this episode here. Because, I don't know. I had no idea of what I was going to talk about. I just sat down with my microphone and let it flow, and that felt really good to me, so I'm assuming someone needs to hear this, but thank you for being here. I appreciate you all so much. I can't wait until the next episode, but I will chat with you all soon. Have a beautiful day. Reach out to me on Instagram at It's Allison Glick if this is something you want to talk about more, if you have any questions. My one-on-one mentorship is now open. It's called the Mindset Alchemizer. It's both 3-month or 6-month long program, depending on what you need and what you want. If this is something that you're interested in, mindset up levels like this, please reach out to me. I would love to chat with you, set up a time to hop on a call and talk. But have a beautiful day. I love you with my whole heart. Do your best, because it's all that can be asked for you. And be gentle with yourself. You deserve it. I love you. Have a beautiful day.